This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. All week long, you've been hearing these headlines.
A jury has failed to reach a verdict in the trial of William Porter in Baltimore.
The Federal Reserve raised interest rates.
Swiss authorities say they've frozen bank accounts linked to football's world governing body, FIFA.
Now for something you might not have heard, we are joined by Erin McCann. She is a staff editor at the New York Times. Erin, what story are you going to be talking about this weekend?
I'm talking about panda sex.
Of course you are.
Yeah, who wouldn't
be? Are you going to be talking to people or just staring at the internet?
Specifically today, I'm looking at this story out of the Washington Post this week, talking about the fact that it is notoriously hard to get pandas to have sex. Put two pandas in a cage together. They will eat eucalyptus. They will eat bamboo. They will watch Netflix. They don't chill. For some reason, reason that has baffled scientists, they've made it very difficult to create more pandas.
Okay.
And now we have a reason why? Is that what we're getting to?
Apparently, pandas are romantic, and they are prone to falling in love.
Oh.
It is much easier to get a panda to breed, these scientists have found, if you put them in a room with a panda that they like.
As if pandas couldn't get any cuter or more memeable. Panda love.
Although, is this surprising anyone? I mean, it's been known for a long time that it's very hard to breed them in captivity. I always figured the reason is because they didn't get to pick who they wanted to be with.
Well, this is one of those things, I think, where the thing that seems very obvious to all of us watching from the outside has now been proven by the scientists.
I like the thought of you, Rico, thinking about pandas mating.
Yeah, who doesn't?
In your free time.
I'm only human, Brendan. But how do they know this? So what, did they do some experiment?
So basically, they took 40 pandas at a conservation center. They kept them in what they describe as open-air concrete enclosures with barred howdy windows and gates on either side. So you can only look at the other bear. And they discovered the panda had a more positive reaction to some than others.
I see.
So it wasn't like one panda was playing Teddy Pendergrass and some like some nice wine.
Instead of nice wine, it's more, I'm quoting from the Washington Post here, the dude might signal back by scraping his foot or performing a handstand against a vertical surface and urinating.
Oh.
And that's how he tells a lady panda that he's interested in her.
Wow, they are just like humans. Erin McCann, thanks so much for this uplifting small talk.
Thank you.